The Sable Queen, Disc 2.
Away they went at the double, often changing step and back-kicking. It was more of a comic dance, which they had performed at mess parties as cadets. Sometimes they sang solo, though mostly together.
They call me Diggs,
and my name's Buck.
If you draw a blade on us, you're out of luck.
I'm an expert with a sword.
I'm a champion with a spoon.
We'll fight or feast with any beast, come morning, night or noon.
So
left, right, what ho, me pretty one. Is your ma a good old cook, and where do you come from?
Let's walk you home.
Don't go alone,
you charming little duck.
Then introduce your ma to us, our names are Diggs and Bucks.
So
left, right,
are we nearly there?
Salute the colonel's daughter, parade around the square. We're jolly brave and handsome, at war a scoffing tuck. We're perilously perfect cause they call us Diggs and Buck.
They sang it through again, trying to outdo each other with sidesteps and fancy twiddles. When they halted, both hares were panting and laughing. Buckle had adjusted his backpack.
It's been a few seasons since we sang that together.
Diggs flopped down on the warm sand.
Rather! Blinking wonder we still remember it, what?
Buckle had noticed that the sand hills were getting smaller.
That's the worst of the dunes behind us, mate, though there's a tidy bit of this heath and scrubland still to go. Come on, matey, up you come. There's plenty of daylight left yet.
They pressed onward, with Diggs beginning to lag and chunter again.
Blinking grasshoppers chirruping. It's enough to drive a poor beast potty. Aye, and those bees could pick better tunes to hum. Blooming monotonous buzzing, eh?
Buckler suddenly held up a paw.
Hush! Can you hear that noise?
Diggs carried on until he bumped into his friend's back.
Noise? What confounded noise? A roundy butterfly, do you think?
Buckler clapped the paw around Diggs' mouth.
Give your jaws a rest and listen. It sounds like some beast in trouble to me. Over there, behind that hill. Do you hear it?
Diggs cocked up his ears, removing Buckler's paw.
More than one beast, I think. Shall we take a peep?
Dropping their haversacks, the pair crouched low, then crept toward the source of the outcry. A scrawny-looking fox and a hulking weasel had captured a young shrew maid. They were trying to get a rope halter around her neck, threatening her with all manner of torments.
You better hold still, missy, or I'll knock your snout out of joint, so help me I will.
However, the shrew maid was a feisty little creature. Giving back as good as she got, she swung the rope, striking the scrawny fox in one eye.
Let go of me, you slop, bubble and grubbers. Get your filthy paws off of me.